Rav Shimshon Farhash gives us a vital insight into the coming brachas in Birkas HaShachar. He explains that after we've discussed our identity, who we are, what our role is in the world, we then look at the next set of brachas as a group. And says we consider the renewal of our gift of sight, our clothing, the free use of our limbs, our ability to stand upright, the ground which carries us, the footwear that protects our feet, the firmness of our walk. All of those things are gifts from Hashem, and they're newly bestowed upon us each morning. That we understand. That's obvious to us. But then he adds something which takes us to a whole new level. He says, as a result of saying these brachas, we pledge ourselves to utilize them all to serve Him faithfully in our daily lives. Meaning, all of the physical things that we have in our lives are essentially and effectively resources. There are resources for Avodas Hashem, to serve Hashem. There are resources to create Kiddush Hashem in the world. We're made up of a body and we're made up of a soul. We live in a physical world. The goal is to get to the point where we don't indulge in this world for its own sake. Rather, we elevate absolutely everything in it for a much higher purpose. So he carries on to say, we wear a belt, we tighten our garments. Why? Because we indicate between the upper and the lower bodies. And this is to remind us of this dual nature which is within us, the physical and the sensual, which is really in the lower part of our bodies, and the moral and spiritual, which is the highest part of our bodies. That's why there's a halacha, shleihe liba raya sa'eva. We're actually meant to have this physical division between our lower selves and our higher selves. That the physical sensual aspects of ourselves remain subordinate to the moral and spiritual. So that the latter part of our personality, i.e. our spiritual selves, should demonstrate its might and its strength to dominate our physical urges. This is the Ozei Yisrael Begvera. This is the might with which we gird ourselves. Meaning all of this is really one perspective, according to Rav Hirsch. All of it is saying, our physical selves have to be subordinate to our spiritual selves. And that's the purpose of these brachas. This is what we're meant to get to. And this is a overarching hashkafa, overarching idea with all of Yiddishkeit. He carries on to say, even as the lower part of our body should be subordinate to the upper part, so the physical should bow to the spiritual. So also the spiritual aspect of our nature, together with the physical element under its domination, must humbly submit to Hashem. Meaning, it's a pecking order. Our physical selves submits to our spiritual selves. And our spiritual selves submits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Eite Yisrael B'Sifara. We cover our heads. We show that we're subordinate. The idea of wearing a kapel, a kippah, or as some people call it, yarmulka, yarei malka. Because the Gemara tells us, cover your heads, kehechidu tahavi alach, emus adishmaya. The reason why men cover their heads is to create this sense of yirah shamayim. Realizing there's something bigger, we're part of a bigger picture. We have a higher purpose. So all of these brachas are essentially driving us in one direction. Bringing us higher, elevating us. Realizing the physical things that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for in our lives right now are not ends to itself. Rather a means to a much higher end.